Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives. Now, here's your hosts, Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner is out on vacation, so stepping in for us today is Aslan Grisham. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Happy to be here.
And you are kind of the wunderkind of Clinch Powell. Yes. Because you are how old?
I am 20 years old.
20 years old, and she is basically our marketing department at this point in the game. We're going to talk a little bit about what you do, but first I think we want to kind of pause because you live in Granger County, correct?
I do.
And Granger County was, of course, on the outskirts of the devastation of the floods that hit our area last week.
Yes, yes. We've definitely, I mean, we've seen, I want to say, very minimal impact. We've had some power outages and such, but that is absolutely nothing compared to some of the devastation that is around us. It's, I mean, it's absolutely, it's horrible to hear about, to see. It's just, it's terrible.
It's heartbreaking.
Absolutely.
And at Clinch Powell, we not only do home loans and home loan repairs and those kind of things, but we also have rental properties.
Mm-hmm.
And those are kind of scattered. Our area is really very broad.
Yes.
So we have clients that are in Newport.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and she told me that she's still without water.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I can't even, you know, you try and wrap your brain around it, right?
Absolutely.
Like, you don't have water.
Yeah.
And she considers herself fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has a cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are people that are just completely disconnected from the world. No water, no cell service, no connection to the outside world whatsoever. If you can imagine how terrifying that is, I mean, especially if you have family that's lived out of state and all this and that, you have no way of contacting them, connecting with them at all to let them know that either, you know, you're okay or to find out if they're okay. It's just, it's a terrifying situation.
And somebody said to me, well, didn't those people know?
Mm.
Right? Didn't those people know?
Mm.
And I was trying to explain for folks that aren't from our area that, first of all, you know, when we're talking about Appalachia, which
yes.
is what we're talking about, I mean, this is Appalachia that was hit.
Yes.
We're talking about Appalachia. A lot of these families live very modestly and very rurally.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are places that are right there that don't have indoor plumbing still.
Right.
I mean, so this is the kind of poverty and generational poverty that permeates Appalachia. But then you say, okay, so did they have any kind of warning about the storm? Well, we all knew that there was a storm coming, but this is a 5,000-year storm. You know, you hear about when you purchase a home, they'll talk about, you know, whether or not you're going to buy flood insurance and, you know, well, you're in a floodplain or you're not in a floodplain and, you know, you're subject to the 500-year flooding, right? This is next level.
Absolutely.
This is 5,000 years. This is complete and utter devastation to the point where it reminds me of Katrina.
Right.
You know,
right.
That hit New Orleans.
Yeah, which was one of the worst, like, situation.
1,392 people, I think, perished
yes.
in, or 1,397, I think, something to that in Katrina.
Absolutely.
And, you know, right now, people are still, hundreds of people are still missing. And we're praying that those folks are okay.
Uh-huh.
They're just without communication. But we
yes.
don't know.
No, we don't know. And the heartbreaking truth is, I mean, these are deadly scenarios as well. And that's just the truth of the matter. So absolutely, just keep, you know, keep everyone, all of the people, the families, you know, keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Absolutely.
And of course, everybody, because we are the volunteer state.
Yes.
You know, people want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the beautiful things about living here in Tennessee is that we do have such a community spirit and we want to help our neighbors. And the question becomes, where can I donate? What is needed? And I've been seeing a lot on social media about, well, I've got all these clothes I want to donate.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I keep hearing from emergency management is do not donate clothes at this time, because what tends to happen is these places get inundated with all of these textiles, all of these clothing items. And the most important thing right now is water and money. Mm-hmm. Water, food, money, communication. I mean, yes. those are, you know, the primary things. So I'm very, very appreciative of everybody who's been chipping in. I know Cumberland County has had several huge water drives. And they continue to go on. So you can find those on social media. I know TCAT and Roan State Community College were both doing some. So, and I expect that those are going to continue into the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. But to hear that somebody does not have a basic, like, water mm-hmm. is just unheard of. And that these areas may not have potable water for another month or two.
Yeah, absolutely. You think, well, because the first thing that I think about when you know, places don't have water. I think of like nursing homes and such. Mm-hmm. Like I've heard there are a couple of nursing homes up in those areas that oh. have absolutely no water. And for, I mean, stuff like that, obviously everybody needs water, but I mean like the elderly, you know, that really breaks me. I mean, imagine them not having water,
right.
not having running water of any sort. It's just, it's awful.
And diapers and wipes mm-hmm. and things for little, you know, the youngins.
Yeah.
I know schools aren't in session, you know, that, yeah. I mean, and they're decimated,
mm-hmm.
right? And I know that there's been several schools that have been saying that, hey, we'll open up our gym area or whatever. You can come in here and you can charge your devices and whatever you need to do. There's been an outpouring of support with food brigades and the helicopter brigades and the Cajun Navy
yes.
and the folks down South Louisiana, Mississippi that deal with these kind of storms all the time. They have stepped up in a huge way with their drones.
Absolutely.
Flying drones over, trying to find people that are stranded and dropping essentials like medical supplies. Mm-hmm. The Cajun Navy is just, legit, honestly, they've just been amazing.
Yeah.
And that's what I love when I think about living here in the South. To me, it is more than just how beautiful this place is, and it is. Tennessee is magical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we've got some of the most beautiful landscapes. We've got the most amazing wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just this morning, having my coffee and firing up my computer and kind of doing some email checking, and there's a whole herd of deer walking outside my door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got this amazing place that we live in, and yet, in a moment's notice, it can all just be wiped away. I mean, nature is as beautiful as it is cruel at times.
Yeah, absolutely. But, well, I mean, you were talking about some of the benefits of living in Tennessee. I think one of the most amazing things about this state is that there is a sense of community,
mm-hmm.
more so than other places. And, I mean, that is essential
yeah.
during times like this. We need each other during times like this. And you talk about how people have stepped up and how people have come together and people are doing these drives and all the, you know, there are plenty of like the local churches are all doing like water drives, donating pallets of water and such and to all these different places. I mean, that's what we need, really. It's
mm-hmm.
it's so essential for us to come together and work together to help each other out. Those who got hit, you know, a little bit less than others are doing their parts and, you know, people are just doing what they can, and it's such a beautiful thing. I think that is one thing that the South kind of really has going for it, is it's community, you know, like just always looking out for your neighbor and such.
And as amazing as that is, you have the flip side of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You have the scammers.
That's very true.
And anytime you have a situation where there's been a tragedy, they're going to come out of the woodwork. And it's so important to take a step back and really understand before you post something on social media,
mm-hmm.
before you share something that you saw, oh, they're doing this or they're doing that, or here's a website to donate to. Money is essential right now. Cash is essential.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sites that I personally know of that is completely vetted is the East Tennessee Foundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
And the East Tennessee Foundation, it is a fund that stays local. There's like no admin cost. So this goes 100% to victims. And so easttennesseefoundation.org, you can go there and you can make a cash donation. You can do it online. You can do it through Zelle, you know, whatever, you know, electronic means you wish to participate. But you have to be super, super careful because there could be a scammer who, instead of saying easttennesseefoundation.org, says, easttennesseefoundation.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important that when you're wanting to help, that you understand and you do some due diligence, because it's very easy in that giving spirit
mm-hmm.
to become a different type of victim.
Yeah.
And or to share information that is not necessarily helpful,
mm-hmm.
like the clothing. You know, a lot of people were sharing that in the beginning, clothing. But right now there's no place to store it.
Yeah.
So it's taking that step back and saying, okay, so what is the immediate need right now? Water,
mm-hmm.
cash,
mm-hmm.
and communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those diapers. Formula that's in a can that's mm-hmm. already pre-made, or the bottle, because again, no water.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of formula like that that you can donate for children is amazing. Wet wipes, any kind of toiletries. And one of the girls that we work with in our office mentioned to me, she said, but it, you know, it's not just in Greene County, it's not just in Unakai County, it's not just in these counties that were hit, it's not just in the Newport area, because now with the supply chain, right, she says, now we're having trouble in my county finding basic supplies. And
right.
if you think back to COVID, right, what was the first thing that started happening was people were hoarding toilet paper.
Yep.
You know, they were hoarding it. And again, this is that human nature kind of flight or fight response,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to get what I need for my family and I'm going to kind of squirrel it away. Again, I think that we all understand that, because you definitely want to take care of your friends and families and neighbors. But right now, I think it's so important that we take a step back and maybe not buy the extra four packs of toilet paper.
Right.
Maybe buy an extra one, right?
Right.
And be mindful that there will more than likely be shortages
mm-hmm.
of these basics in the extremely near future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're already seeing it now, because I remember I had just going to the dollar store the other day. Absolutely no water, which, you know, people are buying it, people are sending it to the places that need it, but that is also, I mean, that's an issue as well, because now we don't have any water, we don't have any toilet paper or any sort of stuff like that over here now, which, I mean, it's just...
And when you're saying over here, you're talking about Granger County.
Granger County.
I want to be really clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's still some shelves that are stocked here in Cumberland. I think we're still okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But
it will feed through.
Yeah, it will. I mean, and this is just a situation that... It's horrible, because 100% people should be donating water, and 100% people should, but it's just one of those negative impacts of it. That just these things just happen. You know what
right.
I mean? And it's just a horrible situation all around.
You know, and people say, you know, thoughts and prayers, and, you know, what are thoughts and prayers going to get you? Well, I would argue that thoughts and prayers are going to get you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, you know, we have to maintain positive stance, and we have to maintain hope,
mm-hmm.
and we have to project so that our neighbors that are suffering right now know that we're going to be standing tall next to them, and we will be holding their hand, and we will be praying with them and for them. Because at the end of the day, Tennessee is strong. Tennessee is resilient. Appalachia is strong. And if you're talking about resiliency, it doesn't get more resilient than the folks in Appalachia.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we will bounce back. We will be stronger than ever. But in the meantime, I do believe in thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're essential.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then with those thoughts and prayers, you know, get out your checkbook. And, you know, if you can give a little extra, give a little extra. If you can't give monetarily, maybe you can give time. And
absolutely.
Be on the lookout, because there will be, you know, calls out for volunteers. And, of course, we'll pass them along. You can always look on our website as well at clinchpal.com. Or excuse me, clinchpal.net. See it? Now, I just did it. See how easy that was for me to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine a scammer.
Yeah. Yeah,
clinchpal.net. So be very, very mindful of these sites, because it's very, very easy to, you know, maybe go to the wrong one. But we will definitely share as we learn more on the calls for volunteers and the things that we all can do to help to support our friends and neighbors in eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina. We're going to take a short break. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a home but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skill to get you back on track. The best part, their services are free. Start today by calling Stace Cargi at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 240-3630.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner out this week. She is on vacation, so we have Aslan Grisham stepping in with us. Welcome back.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Very happy to have you here. And we've been talking about the devastating floods in eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina. Yesterday, Clinch Powell had an amazing event. It's our annual Oktoberfest, and we team up with a brewery in downtown Morristown.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's been going on. It's 1907, correct?
Yes, 1907 Brewery, Main Street, Morristown.
And it is the cutest place. It's an old historic building.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, love it, love it. I went a couple years ago, was able to go. And we always pair up with them because they're so generous to be able to give us a portion of the proceeds to help our programs at Clinch Powell. We are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. So, you know, those donations definitely come in handy. This year, 1907 chose to donate a little bit differently.
Yes, a portion of the proceeds from all of the drinks sold will be going towards our home repair programs to hopefully be able to kind of combat the issues that have been happening recently with all this destruction and the devastation from the hurricanes.
You know, in Clinch Powell, that's one of the things that we take a lot of pride in is our home repair programs. And we've got loans, we've got a bunch of different grant opportunities, and we know that with this disaster, there will be a greater need than ever for some of these programs. So being able to have those donations come in and to be able to earmark them for the repair programs is so important because those funds go very, very quickly. There is just not enough money to serve the great need. And we were kind of brainstorming what we saw looking in the tea leaves, right, about what our next few days, weeks, months, and even years to go on to rebuild after these devastating floods is going to look like. One of the things that we kept coming back to is that many of these folks live in very, very rural areas.
Yes.
Many of them lived in trailers. Many of them are not insured.
Mm-hmm.
And even the ones who are insured more than likely did not have flood insurance.
Right.
Flood insurance is not always a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is a requirement, it is extremely expensive.
Absolutely.
So being able to say, hey, we've got a little extra here that maybe we can help to get your home where it needs to be so that we can get you to the next step. Because there's going to be folks, unfortunately, that have lost everything. A repair grant is not going to be for them,
mm-hmm.
right? But I know that there's folks that are maybe in Granger County that were hit with those tropical storm winds
mm-hmm.
that maybe had some roof damage or had some trees come down and you know, mess up their yards or their basements flooded, things like that.
Yes.
Where that home is still livable, but definitely needs urgent repairs, being able to step up and say, okay, well, we can take care of this right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, while, you know, the rescuers and the first responders and TEMA and FEMA are working on immediate shelter for folks that have nothing left.
Right.
So we can ease the burden on those workers and on those families by taking care of some of those that still have damage,
mm-hmm.
but not near as severe.
Yes.
And that's a big thing to think about when you're talking about disaster recovery, is there's many, many phases, right? Obviously, number one phase is, are you safe? That is the first question when somebody calls Clinch Powell and they're asking about, you know, hey, do you guys have anything to fix my home after the storm? You know, the first thing that we're going to ask,
mm-hmm.
is you and your family safe? Is your home safe? Because there will be people staying in homes that are not safe because they don't know that they have options. And I know, Aslan, I know that you and some of the other ladies at the office have been working on some shelters that are local shelters and referring people, you know, hey, you might want to check this one out, check this one out and whatnot, to get that immediate need met. So that's first and foremost. Are you and your family safe?
Yes.
Once we know that question's answer, then we can go on to the next one. Did you have insurance? Have you made a claim? Making an insurance claim can be very, very complicated, especially knowing that we have areas that have no communications whatsoever. So do you need assistance? And how can we pair you up to be able to help you in that way? We actually are a HUD certified housing counseling agency. We have 4 HUD certified housing counselors that are on staff and that work at Clinch Pound that understand some of these little complicated issues. And, you know, we're willing to, we can't do it for you, but we are definitely willing to help maybe interpret some of the legalese, you know, of these, you know, these kind of claims and how to start or what documents you might need. You know, these are the things that we can step up and we can say, hey, this is what that form is. Here's how you can get it. Here's maybe a workaround. So having that resource, I think, is really important right now, because the more that we can do, again, these really basic things for folks that aren't in that urgent, dire need is going to take the load off of those who are in urgent, dire need and that need a different type of service. And that's going to be those TEMA and FEMA and Emergency and Red Cross and Salvation Army and all of those local agencies that are working on first response. So that's going to be the second question, insurance. And then the third question is going to be, you know, can you access our website to fill out an application? If you can, fantastic. It's very simple. If you cannot, that's fine. We can get you an application, whether we need to mail it, whether you need to make an appointment to come in. So there's definitely things that we are doing at Clinch Pal to be able to step up and participate in not necessarily the immediate disaster recovery, because that's not our wheelhouse. So it's better for us to be able to say, yes, and yes, and we want to help get the word out and the different drives. Yes, and we're going to help however we can. But here's where we're living over here.
Yeah.
And how can we help with this area?
Right.
So if you do know somebody that had some storm damage and maybe they're not in that area, my house, my husband and I, we have a roof leak now.
Right.
So that's something that we're kind of assessing. You know, do we need, was it just that the gutters got overrun? And is it just, okay, we cleaned out the gutters and alleviated that problem? Or is there an actual leak? If there's, you know, do we need to file an insurance claim? So we're kind of going through that same thing. So if you did have some damage, even though that you weren't in the storm area, we still do have repair home loans and grants. Those loans are at 1% interest. They are extremely affordable. And then, of course, we've got the home repair grants, which are very, very few and far between as far as money. We're waiting for the federal government to see what kind of funding we may get for those programs.
Right.
But again, don't hesitate to ever think that, well, I'm going to wait and see what happens before I file an application. If you've got damage, go ahead and file it.
Right.
You know, get in the queue, because it isn't going to get easier anytime soon.
No, no.
And the wait times are not going to get shorter anytime soon is what I fear.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, I mean, during times like this, I mean, home repair, that's like when, like the top list of what people are thinking about, you know, my house and the things that is, I mean, a lot of people have got that on their mind. So it's definitely to be quick about it is the way to go.
Yes. And then the other thing that we see going on right now with Eastern Tennessee is the need for mental health services. And, you know, even again, if you're not there, but you, and we've all experienced this together, right? I mean, we're all in it together. And I don't think that there's anyone that can say that they were not affected in some way by this tragedy. But if you need to talk to somebody, there are so many resources available for free mental health counseling. Mm-hmm. Cumberland Mental Health here in Crossville, Plateau Mental Health. So there's definitely agencies here that I would strongly suggest that you reach out and see about talking to someone. Because the more that we take care of ourselves, the better we're going to be able to take care of our friends and neighbors.
Right. Absolutely.
But, you know, it's that put your mask on before you put on your child's mask, you know, in the airplane scenario. Because if you don't have your mask on, you're going to pass out before you can help anybody else. So we want to make sure that we are in a good headspace and that we are calm and cool and collected and can be helpful in the best way and the most productive way without draining our own energies. And that's a huge, huge thing.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So for somebody that's living up in the area right now, what are you seeing as far as attitudes, as far as, I mean, is it just still shock at this point?
It's yes, it is a little bit of shock. The main thing is there are a lot of people that I know that have family up in the areas that they have no contact with. So people are absolutely terrified. People are heartbroken because the casualties keep going up and up. And they're not going to go down.
Yeah.
So it's mainly just concern for like friends and family that people have out of state that we, you know, or even not even out of state, you know, in the parts of Tennessee that are being seriously affected. Yeah. I personally know people who have had like bridges have almost collapsed on their houses, and that's in Tennessee, and then that's here in Tennessee. And this is just something that we aren't equipped for.
Right.
We simply are not equipped for this kind of thing. There really was no way to prepare for it.
No.
You know, it's just that's how bad the situation is, that we here in Tennessee, we just don't deal with these catastrophic events. So it is shock, yes, but it's also just heartbreak, and it's a lot of anxiety. It's a whole lot of anxiety because you don't know that, you know, you don't know if things are going to get worse. You don't know if they're going to get better. You don't know where your friends and family are that you have absolutely no contact with. You don't know. You just don't know. So everyone is, you know, trying to keep a cool head, but also just our hearts go out to any and everybody that's been truly, truly affected by this. It's a horrible thing to see. I'm lucky enough to where, the specific part where I live has not been affected. Our power didn't even go out, which is crazy because, other areas close to us.
You're right down the road.
Yeah, like right down the road from. We might have flickered a little bit, but that's the most that we saw, and it's horrible all around.
Yeah, and when you think about the lack of warning, it really comes down to the fact that there were, I think this the last thing that I saw said something like 30 inches of rain fell in that Asheville, North Carolina area.
Yes.
Like within a very, very short period of time. And so you got to think about it as the mountains and all of that ran downhill. And what was downhill?
Mm-hmm.
Newport, Tennessee.
Right.
Unakai County. You know, Johnson City. You know, all of these areas that have just been decimated. Daniel Boone State Park.
Yes.
Devastated.
I mean, it's just gone.
It's gone. Devastated. So these are the things where, as a conservation-based organization, that's how Clinch Powell started. You know, again, weighs really heavy on us, and I know that when the initial phase of the disaster recovery sort of transitions into that long-term phase, we're going to be right there and we're going to be doing everything that we can, boots on the ground. But in the meantime, please, if you would like to donate to help These folks rebuild their homes. Our Repair Home Loan Grants is a great place to start. Mm-hmm. You can find out more about donating at clinchpal.net. Of course, always go on clinchpal.net. We will direct you to resources that are local, that are vetted out. We don't want anybody to be scammed. Please do be cautious when you're looking on your social media to make sure that you do not become a victim of a scam yourself. Keep your personal information to yourself. And the other suggestion that I would give is if somebody calls you soliciting donations, do not do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, that is one of the biggest ways to get scammed.
Absolutely.
And so you don't let your big heart end up being something that causes you deep pain. For that, Aslan, I thank you for being here this week.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We're going to have Gary Cargi in next week talking about home repairs as we transition from the summer into fall and even getting into winter. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. Find us online, clinchpowell.net. Of course, you can reach me, 865-274-8598. I am Stace Cargi with Clinch Powell. Find me online, email me at stace@clinchpowell.net. Till next week, have a great one. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.